It's Friday, April 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. We've known for some time that those with underlying health conditions are more at risk of getting more severe symptoms from COVID-19. But new data from the CDC shows that those with diabetes, lung disease, and heart disease face an increased chance of being hospitalized. The CDC found that of those people requiring admission to an ICU, 78% had at least one underlying health condition. Joel Achenbach, reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Joel.
Oh, thanks for having me.
There's some new CDC data that's talking about coronavirus that shows that those with diabetes, heart or lung disease, and other chronic conditions are more at risk. And we've already known this, that people with underlying health conditions might be more susceptible to being hospitalized with this. But we're finding out a little bit more how these particular underlying health conditions put you more at risk. Joel, tell us a little bit about that.
This is consistent with what we saw in China a month or so ago or 6 weeks ago, and then in Italy, and now in the U.S. The simplest thing it tells you is this is the same virus everywhere on the planet. It's playing out the same way. It's also telling us that this new report focused just on people with underlying chronic diseases like renal disease, being immunosuppressed. And this is a lot of people. Keep in mind, we talk about people with heart disease or lung disease, and lung disease could include emphysema, asthma even. Basically, we're talking about tens of millions of Americans are at elevated risk of being hospitalized if they get the disease. Now, I want to make clear, if you are in one of these categories, and I know a lot of people who are, it doesn't mean that the virus is going to kill you. It just means that you're more likely to wind up hospitalized, more likely to wind up potentially needing to go into intensive care. No one wants that. We already kind of knew this, but it just reinforces the point that those who are more vulnerable need to avoid getting infected, which means you stay at home. You have to treat people you know who are vulnerable with special handling. Don't expose them to the virus. It's a real challenge, and it's worrisome, but the social distancing should work. It's a very simple way to deal with the problem.
Now, I don't know if this came out in the CDC data, but does any of it suggest that people, when they do pass away from this, are they passing away from complications of their underlying health conditions, or is it the COVID-19 that's actually doing it? Because from my understanding is if it gets really bad, it's a respiratory thing. You know, most people kind of get these pneumonia-like symptoms. That's why they need to be put on ventilators and whatnot. But is it the underlying conditions that is killing them if they get that bad?
That is the question. I will tell you that the new CDC report that we reported on yesterday doesn't answer that question. Okay, it's not that granular. This is a first initial snapshot. All it really tells you is that a high percentage of people who have an underlying condition, relatively high percentage, wind up in the hospital compared to people who don't. Okay, now, that doesn't mean that if you have an underlying condition, you're going to wind up in the hospital. Right. It shows that correlation. And two more subtle points here. It could be that, let's say I get COVID and I have like a heart disease. It could be that I go into the hospital because the doctor says, oh, this is a person who has an underlying condition and we need to treat this person with special care. My COVID case may not be particularly bad. Okay, so we don't know that the COVID is driving people into the hospital as opposed to the underlying condition, plus COVID just puts that person in a special category and the hospital says, you know, we want to check you in, right? That could be that. Secondly, the CDC report doesn't say that the severity of your underlying condition translates to a more serious outcome. I think that's common sense that it probably would, right? But they just couldn't crunch those numbers yet. They can't slice and dice the data that fine yet to say, yeah, if you have stage four of this or stage three of that, you're going to wind up with a commensurately worse case of COVID. So that's all kind of fuzzy. It tells you what you kind of already know. And then your question is the right one, which is, if you die of this, is it the COVID that's killing you or is it your previous condition? In a way, it kind of doesn't, I think it doesn't matter. You got a double whammy somehow, unfortunately.
So for this study, the CDC analyzed more than 7,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, where health officials had written records about a pre-existing condition of any kind. And it did seem that diabetes, chronic lung disease, and cardiovascular disease were the top three, at least.
That's right. But they're also very common. So those are very common illnesses, and they have a whole list of things they consider an underlying condition. Their one big conclusion is that if you have an underlying condition, I forget the exact number, but if you have an underlying condition, you're far more likely to wind up either in the hospital or in the ICU, and you're more likely to have a fatal outcome. Among the people who died, and among the 7,000 patients they looked at, overwhelming numbers were people who had some underlying condition. So, and we kind of, that's consistent with what we knew already. The reason we looked at 7,000 people is those are the people who had records taken where they had filled out a form, and we know if they did or did not have an underlying condition. Some people didn't. And the people who didn't have underlying condition who did not have, a chronic disease, they were much less likely to be hospitalized.
Joel Achenbach, science reporter for The Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.